Steakhouse in Hawkinsville. And we want to remind you, number one, the buffet for tonight starts in about 30 minutes. He's going to have great food here. Hamburger, steak and gravy, cream potatoes, fish and shrimp, fried chicken, mac and cheese, souffle, turnips, green beans, cabbage. Great food here at the steakhouse, of course, along with the great salad and the desserts, banana pudding. Yep, banana pudding's going to be there. It's going to be a great evening. Come for the buffet tonight. Also, the seafood buffet tomorrow night. We'll have oysters, scrimps, fish, great food. And then on Sunday, the Super Mother's Day feast from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. He's going to have the fried chicken, barbecue pork and Brunswick stew, carved roast beef with au jus gravy, turnips, turkey and dressing with giblet gravy, cheesy macaroni, cheese, cream style corn, Italian green beans, baby lima beans, creamed potatoes and gravy, fried okra. He's going to have the salads, of course, desserts, everything for a great price, $12.49 for this special Super Mother's Day feast. And Lewis Fowler is here, of course, the grand poobah, the chef, the cook, the everything for the steakhouse. We said earlier, I don't know if you heard us, that if you don't like your mother, get her a gift certificate and drop her off.
That's right. I mean, gift certificates on sale, and they make a perfect Mother's Day gift. Yeah. You know? So.
But if your mother's, you know, cutting you out of the wheel, or you don't like her, she's losing it, just drop her off, right?
Well, if that's what you say, Bill.
Not mine. Hey. Not mine, of course. But anyway.
But no. If somebody, a family member lives, you know, away from Hawkinsville and all, and they want to send their mother something, they can buy a gift certificate, pay for it online on credit card, and we'll mail it to them. And if they don't use it on Mother's Day, they can always use it, you know, in the future and so forth. So.
Sure. No, absolutely. It's a very nice gift. Real quick, we want to do this. Oh, we got to wait till the phone lines, though. We will have to do the trivia question in the next segment, right?
Let's go.
Because we got a trivia question. We're going to give away. We're going to tease this. We're going to give away two buffets on Sunday.
For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day. And, well, we can't take the calls yet because we got a guest on the and the dumb who owns the station right now. I hadn't paid for the other phone line, but when I get it, we're going to have 15. I'm just kidding. So we're going to give away in the next segment. Okay. Is that all right?
That's right.
All right. What you cooking right now?
What am I cooking right now? You and Russ, something special. Okay. I mean, you're going to get your Philly steak and cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Yours with no mushrooms. His all the way. All right. But I got something else special that's coming out with it too.
Oh God. Okay. All right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. By the way, if anybody owns a crane, bring one to Hawkinsville. We're going to need one. Get home. Hey, you know what? And all right, Lewis, I think a couple weeks ago when we were here, we had Brett Beard on the line. You know, Brett always gets pissed because we're always somewhere eating good food, and he's stuck in Alabama. And they ain't got good food over there in Alabama. Is that right, Brett? Y'all ain't got good food over there in Alabama, have you?
Bill, I had a turkey sandwich for lunch and was able to get that. You tell Lewis when Brent and I come over. Now, once again, you're going to be picking us up at the Downtown Rescue Mission in Atlanta. But when you pick us up, we're going to see Lewis. And you tell him to have a spread ready for the Beard Boys.
Yeah, you know what? We may have to do that. We'll, after Georgia beats Alabama's ass, we're going to come back here and Lewis will be ready. He'll have us a good meal ready to go.
I don't know how hungry the Beard Boys would be if Georgia whipped Alabama's ass. I really don't know how hungry we would be.
I don't care. You're going to have it anyway. I'm going to make you.
If the food is as good as it sounds, we would be glad to partake.
Absolutely. All right, he'll be ready for us. Don't worry, he's a good bulldog, so he'll be ready for us. All right, Brett, how you doing?
We're doing all right, but we've got a little bit of a lull in college football, but that's okay. We can concentrate on watching the Braves get whipped by the Dodgers in every way possible, but I kind of welcome the lull this time of the year for college football.
Well, there's some lull, but I got to talk to you about this moron who's coaching the Florida Gators and mouthing off. Now, let me tell you, he's in for a rude awakening come around the Halloween, ain't he?
Mullen has not had a, Dan Mullen has not had a good week. He has got another one. The number one the number one recruit that they signed, Chris Steele, has entered his name in the NCAA transfer portal because he had requested to get out of the dorm room with Jalen Jones, the quarterback, who has been accused of sexual battery by two women stemming from an incident that literally began in their dorm room. And apparently that request was denied by the Florida staff. So he got fed up, and he has entered the transfer portal. Along, I found out a few minutes ago, Jalen Hill, a kid from Bob Jones, tore his ACL in the spring. His school is about 5 miles, five minutes from my house. But, yeah, right now, Mullen has been running his mouth on the alumni tour. But when you get back to looking at the roster, it's taken a couple of hits.
Well, and, yeah, I was going to follow up by asking you about the stuff going on today, and you just went through it. I mean, I had a buddy of mine text me this morning and say, it's getting ready to hit the fan there in yeah. Gainesville, and that is a mess. That is something that he's kind of avoided, but that's kind of messy, isn't it?
Well, he's got to get a handle on this, and again, and today with social media so prevalent, this stuff kind of gets out of hand. But it's a real embarrassment for something, a player to ask to be moved out of a dorm room because he's got a roommate who's going nuts and was trying to get him literally arrested for some of the shenanigans that he was pulling. And I'm sure Mullen and the staff will come out with good spin on this in the next couple of days. But, no, it is a bad look for Mullen, no question.
All right, and on top of that, like I said, he's mouthing off about Georgia.
Yeah.
And don't you need to beat someone before you mouth off about them?
Well, that would kind of help. Look, you and I talked about, and I know Brother Brent, on Mondays, no question, Florida is going in the right direction. They've improved. I'm sure after the Kentucky loss last year, Florida fans were wondering, have we made another mistake with coaching, but they got it together and played much better as the season went on. But listen, you and I have seen this for so many years. We've covered the SEC. Coaches get on the alumni trail. They start running off at the mouth to make the alumni and the fans happy, you know, at the restaurant or the country club. And I understand they get caught up in the emotions of it. But, yeah, I think he needs to win a couple of big games before he goes overboard with this.
Well, he did it last year, but, you know, you kind of understood that because he was coming in, new coach. Yes, he had been there before, but he wanted to fire up his fan base and his base and have them know that, hey, I hate Georgia too, which, okay, that's great for them to hear.
Right.
But beat them before you go and mouth off. I think Kirby Smart comes from an environment that you don't say things like that. You do your talking on the field.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, Nick has gone over that and over it with Kirby. Again, at the end of the year when you've won a game and you want to let a couple of things slip in the day of social media, you're not going to be able to hide any of this inside or outside the locker room. But, yeah, no, I agree with you. And look, I you get caught up in the moment. Everybody's fired up. They're excited. The fight song's playing. The mascot's there. You know, they want to go out and play the next day. But, yeah, you just got to be a little bit careful with that. And he's got the program going in the right direction. And, again, Mullen, we've been told for years, Mullen's never wrong. Coming from a lot of the beat writers, they've certainly made progress there. I think Florida's going to have certainly another good season. What he's been able to do with Felipe Franks is nothing short of a miracle. But, yeah, you know, I would tone it down until I beat the Bulldogs.
Brett Beard, our guest, 93.9thescore.com. You can hear him every day, every weekday from 1 until 3 Eastern time, 12 until 2 Central time on the Boomo Bug Show starring Brett Beard. All right. So you sent me this article about the top coaches here And mm-hmm. no shock at who's number one. It's Kirby Smart. No, I'm sorry. It's Nick Saban. By the way, Nick's doing pretty well. I don't think he had a hip replacement. I think he's lying. He come on, that's a lie.
No man can come back. Well, no human can come back in that short of a period of time at his advanced age. And you know that I would be talking that now that Brent Beard and I are the ripe old age of 61. We know what it's like to be old. You're going to find out soon. But at the advanced age of 67, and he's going to be 68 Halloween, which amazes you that I would know that stat. But he's not human, robotic, and having a robotic hip really and truly goes right along with his persona.
Well, he certainly didn't look like he had any kind of hip replacement surgery. That's for sure. So good for him to being able to bounce back, and he said he'll be hopefully playing golf in 6 weeks or so. But no surprise that he's at the top of this list. Just to go through it very briefly, Saban 1, Dabo 2, Chris Peterson 3 from Washington, Lincoln Riley 4, Jimbo Fisher 5, and Kirby Smart 6. What the heck has Jimbo Fisher done?
The only thing he's really done, and again, we're not trying to downplay this in the slide, is his win a national championship, but compared to how he finished at Florida State, if you and I had a vote in this poll, Kirby Smart would be higher, Jimbo Fisher would be lower.
Yes, I agree. I was surprised by that. But look, why the love for Lincoln Riley?
Because of the offense, consecutive Heisman Trophy winners. But they're going to be prolific on offense. I don't know if they've learned how to play defense yet, but the entire league has not. But, again, he is the sexy coach out there right now. The offense sells tickets. Again, is Hurts going to be the third consecutive Heisman Trophy winner? No. I can already – but, again, I think he's just – he's a trendy pick. Look, I get he's a good coach. I think the criteria for this, and CBS really never came out and said, is this a career award? Is this for 2019 based on what they did last year? I think Lincoln Riley is a good coach, but is he in the top five? Let's not get carried away yet.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the part about the two Heisman Trophy winners. That's going to be a big part of it, and the offense is kind of sexy, and it's produced a lot of points, but defense is important and does win championships. Sure. Well, look, it's just one list. We always deal with lists here in the month of May and looking at how people look at things. I did find it interesting that Gus Malzahn was 24th.
Gus Malzahn has dropped from last year. Gus Malzahn wouldn't be 24 if he had to beat Alabama and Georgia twice during his seven-year run. But when you lose five games, average losing five games a year, this is about where he probably deserves to be. But we've heard from a couple Auburn fans since this list came out, well, I don't understand why he's not ranked between 10 and 15. In my opinion, he's ranked exactly where he should be. But when you're losing five games a year, and you haven't put a player in the NFL draft in 5 years, and only twice in the last eight for round two, this is about where he deserves.
I was a little surprised, and again, it's just one person's opinion. David Cutcliffe, 21st, Mike Leach, 20th, both offensive coaches. I thought they'd be a little higher. They would be on my list.
They would be on mine, too. Again, Leach. But I think the biggest thing with Leach is every time he gets in a big game, he gets beat. We saw that again last year with Washington in that snowstorm. I have so much respect for David Cutcliffe, what he's been able to do besides get a quarterback drafted number 6 in the first round. But what he has done, and listen, every time I mention this to a Tennessee fan, they want to cry. But can you imagine the change that Tennessee and Knoxville would have had for the last 10 years? If his health would have been there and he would have been able to work through the politics in Knoxville, what a change it would have been if he would have gone to Tennessee about 10 years ago.
Yeah, really interesting. No doubt about that. Hey, Brett, Georgia made it official with Oklahoma this week.
Yep.
And we're seeing other teams try to do the same thing. Florida had this big announcement yesterday. It turned out to be Colorado.
Right.
Whatever. And don't you think we're going to see more of these kind of announcements here as the need for a strengthened schedule is really growing by the year?
Bill, you and I have been praying about this for years. Yes, Alabama's got USC coming up in 2 years at Jerry's World to begin the season. But, again, it's the home and home that the fans are looking for. And we've talked about this on your show as far as fans now paying $3,000 for Tide Pride before they even go in the gate for the first game. And Alabama's playing New Mexico State and Southern Miss, and no disrespect to either one of the two teams, but when you're paying that kind of money, you deserve some value for your tickets. I'm delighted Georgia's playing Oklahoma. You know, why they've got to wait 8 years or nine. You know, Harold Bug, my partner, and I will be in the nursing home by the time they get to 2031 for the return game. But, no, listen, I'm absolutely delighted to see these, and particularly the home-and-home Power Five conference games.
Yeah, the game 4 years from now is not too big of a deal, but when you do think about, I said yesterday on the show, all right, how are you going to be in 2031 when Oklahoma comes to Athens? I think my whole listening audience got depressed.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, is Curb going to still be there? Are you going to be the king of Georgia radio? Probably yes on both accounts. But in all seriousness, no, I'm like you. I'm delighted. You and I talked about these cash for clunker games in week 11 in at least one of these preseason. I said this for years, Bill. You've got four non-conference games. The fans deserve one good non-conference, Power Five, top 25 matchup every year. And again, the conference is never going to agree to go into nine conference games, even though Saban continues to try to beat that drum. But you and I have been talking about it on your show for nearly over a decade now. Please play some tougher games. Go home and home. I know Alabama's had a lot of luck with the neutral site games, and the guarantee with that now has gotten up to $5 to $6 million. But thank you, God, for allowing Georgia to play Oklahoma, Alabama, USC, and some of the other ones coming up.
Well, now, I know he loves those neutral site games, but what's going to happen? Is he going to do some home-and-homes or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, in fact, they've got Texas coming up. They've got Oklahoma coming up. You're going to see more and more of that. In fact, Greg Byrne, the athletic director at Alabama, has been saying that. As he puts it, Bill, the neutral site games have been very good for us. Recruiting, exposure, it's usually the first weekend. You've got a good crowd there. Of course, he never mentions the guarantee, but you know that's going to be a part of it. But he has been getting an earful from Alabama fans saying, we are tired of this ridiculous non-conference schedule. We want to see Alabama playing Oklahoma or USC, a Texas, a Michigan, a Nebraska, et cetera, and I think he's beginning to listen.
Well, I hope so, because I don't want y'all to fall too far behind the Bulldogs. Hey, Brett, look, I want to tell you that I've actually just had an Auburn grad and fan sit down here with us.
Yeah.
And he may be the only Auburn fan that I actually like. Then that's because he's our engineer, and he can take us
right off
the air just like that.
He has the power to do so, doesn't he, Bill?
Oh, he is. He's got me and Russ in the palm of his hand, and he can squeeze us and kill us in a heartbeat. But guess what? He's married to an Alabama fan. It's one of those mixed marriages.
Well, I hope she gives him hell most of the time for being an Auburn fan, and I'm guessing that she probably does. But, you know, there are some good Auburn fans out there, as we know.
Well, after John, tell me which ones they are and let me meet them. and they love
Amen,
me over
brother.
There when I come on your show, right? So
absolutely. Oh, no question about it, bud.
All right, Brett Beard. Great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We will talk with you again next week, and I'll talk to you on your show tomorrow, okay?
Look forward to it, buddy. Enjoy the delicious food, my friend.
Okay, we will. Thank you so much, Brett. Brett Beard, 939thescore.com. You can listen to him every afternoon from 1 until 3 Eastern Time, 12 until 2 Central Time on that website. All right, so we got two buffets for Mother's Day that we're going to give away. We're going to do it by, and you got to call in. Now, he wanted this to be, he's not here. He wanted to go cook us some food. He wanted this to be, here, we're in a, he, didn't he want it to be for people who come on Sunday or just for people who want to give the gift, or I can't remember.
I think it's just for people that want to give the gift.
Okay. So they don't have to come on Sunday.
Right.
Right?
I think that's how it worked.
Lewis!
We'll go with that.
Okay.
We'll just make the rules up as we go.
Well, because I was going to say, if you have to come on Sunday, you got to know that you're going to come on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
True.
But maybe he's listening to us back there. He's cooking for us. We don't want to interrupt
him. No, we don't want to break that up. No. Priorities.
The heck with giving stuff away. He's busy cooking for us.
Right. We don't want to mess this up. No, but I think it's just a buffet. Just,
okay,
you can come on Mother's Day.
Okay, you can come on Mother's Day, but just two buffets. All right, so we're going to do a trivia question. Here's the question. First person with the correct answer who calls 478-646 ESPN 646-3776. All right, we're in Hawkinsville. You know, it's May 9th, but by the time we blink here, it's going to be high school football season. My God, in 6 weeks, I'm going to be doing the Coach's Corner segments on 41 NBC. I'm not kidding. Anyway, Hawkinsville High School has won more football state championships than any other Middle Georgia team. Six. What is the most recent year Hawkinsville won a state championship? First person who calls up 478-646 CSPN and gives the correct answer will get two free buffets at the steakhouse. So do it now. And you can also call and talk to us. The phone lines are open at 478-646 ESPN. We are talking Braves baseball. We're talking a little football. We're talking a little basketball too. If you're watching any of the NBA playoffs. And remember, we are 5 days away from the Hawks getting the number one pick. You like that positive reinforcement talk I've got?
I love it.
I'm trying to be positive. I can't wait. I'm actually getting excited about Tuesday night.
It's a big night. Fortunes will change.
I think we need to have a shindig.
We should.
A draft lottery shindig.
That would be a first.
We've had a lot of shindigs. Games, drafts. We've never had a lottery shindig. But if we have a lottery shindig and they get the ninth and the tenth picks, we'll never have a shindig again. All right, we're going to take a break. We're at the steakhouse. Buffet starts at 4:30. They got the seafood buffet tomorrow. By the way, they've got more than buffet. They've got plenty of menu items to go and choose from. Fish, seafood, and guess what? You know what's called? The steakhouse restaurant. And they've got steaks.
Yeah, I may have to try a steak one day.
Yeah, we're going to have to come back and we need to come back on a Friday to have the seafood buffet.
Yeah, I will get the steak when you do the seafood buffet.
Okay.
I'm not as big a seafood guy.
Okay, all right. Well, you can try the steaks because they do look good.
Yes, they do.
And it's called the steakhouse buffet. It ain't called the scrimp house buffet. You know?
It's true.
So it's like, you know, a lot of times I've gone to a steak place and I'll say, well, I want some shrimp. They're like, well, no, this is what I'll do. I've gone to like a fish house and I'll say, well, how's the shrimp? And they're like, what's the name of the restaurant?
It's a fish house.
It's a fish house. It's not a shrimp house. But his shrimp, he could have the shrimp house.
Oh, my God.
What if you opened up another building across the way and called it the shrimp house?
I think it'd do just as well.
I do, too.
If not better.
I do, too. But
that shrimp's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You can order off the menu with sandwiches and some of the house specials. They've got daily specials every day. So we hope you'll come to Steakhouse restaurant here in Hawkinsville. We have a winner. Christopher Rogers says we have a winner. I think he's going to give me the information before we even go to break. He's typing something. The dots are circling. We'll get that information on the other side of the break. All right, so we got a winner. That's good. 478-646-ESPN. That is our number. We're at the Steakhouse Restaurant here in Hawkinsville. We're back with more right after this. Couldn't find my microphone there. It's in the way. Daggum microphone. Lewis Fowler has brought us another part of our how many course meal?
You got two more coming, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my word. Well, he brought us a Philly cheese sandwich with secret sauce on it.
No, it's not secret. It's just our homemade hollandaise sauce.
Okay, all right.
Nothing's secret.
Okay, all right.
Now, the way we make it secret.
What that means it's secret. Wait, hold on. That means it's a secret holiday sauce.
Okay. I give you that credit.
All right.
All right.
This is delicious. This is really, really good. Now, before, when I was a fatty and I used to eat mayonnaise, now that I've given up mayonnaise, tried to, I would have to have mayonnaise on one of these sandwiches. You don't need mayonnaise on this. You got this secret hollandaise sauce.
But we do have people that order it with just mayonnaise, you know, or just whatever. So, or A1 steak sauce and stuff like that. So,
I was just telling people before the break, we're talking about the buffet and the one you have tonight, the one you have tomorrow, the one you're having on Mother's Day. But the menu items, do you have a lot of people who just like to come to get menu items, not the buffet?
Oh, yeah, order off the menu. Mm. Oh, yeah. On any average night, we have a buffet. Now, we don't do menu on Sunday. Sunday's just buffet only. Mm-hmm. But tonight, yeah, we'll do just as much business menu-wise as we will, buffet-wise.
And because the steaks, obviously.
Steaks and our daily specials and, you know, the fresh seafood and stuff. So, yeah.
You didn't hear me. You were working, but I said before the break, I said, Lewis could open up another building across the way. I knew I'd get that look. And call it the Scrimp House restaurant.
The Scrimp House, because you want some shrimpses.
Yeah, because but you got steaks. One day we're going to have to come and only have it. But if this is part of the steak now, hello.
Well, that's shaved sirloin right there. Okay, and listen, I almost cut y'all I almost served y'all a 16-ounce ribeye, and I was going to cut it in slices and put it out here, but I didn't know if you wanted yours done or Russ wanted his medium rare.
I like mine cooked a little bit. He does.
So I just figured the best thing is just go with something different.
Really, really good.
Thank y'all very much.
And this is what now? This is dessert?
This is chocolate cheesecake that we're having tonight. You wanted chocolate delight, but we went with chocolate cheesecake. And it don't have many calories in it at all, but it's real good.
It's delicious. Are you like trying to make us find something that's not good by bringing this thing? You ain't going to do that. It ain't going to work.
Well, I mean, I want y'all to try something different. I mean, last time you had shrimps. You know, and a few other things, and I just want y'all to try something a little different.
It's good.
Next time you come, you'll try something else a little different.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, it's great food here. John Timms, our good friend, our engineer, we were just talking about before the break. He's been here, obviously, several times before, and he was saying, he's like, you're not going to find anything bad here. It's all good.
Yeah, well, he was here before. I mean, I fed his crew a sampler platter. And they were here on Wednesday, and they had pork chops and the buffet, but I cooked them some steak and shrimp and all.
Wow.
But I couldn't believe they went back to the buffet for more pork chops.
I bet the pork chops are good. I bet they were. And Lewis made, for us, fried okra.
That's right.
So there's one problem.
Bill don't eat fried okra.
I know. Can you believe that?
Well, you eat fried squash.
I'm more of a fried squash guy. But Russ and John are going to go to town on the fried okra. Yeah, I'm sure.
Russ is going to town on that cheesecake right now.
Is that Oreo underneath it?
Oreo.
Oh my God.
So good.
All right, we've got a winner for our contest, Lewis. It's Mitchell Sinyard.
I know Mitchell Sinyard.
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 Yeah.
If he was in Vermont, it'd be Cinyard.
Yeah.
But here it's Cinyard.
He was just here Sunday eating lunch.
All right. Well, he's got a couple of buffets coming.
He sure does.
How about that? That's great. All right.
Thank you, Mitchell.
And also, yeah, thank you, Mitchell, for listening. We appreciate it. And someone just called Chris and asked if the steakhouse is expensive. And Chris let him know now that it's not, because as we were talking about earlier, again, the Mother's Day feast coming up here at the steakhouse restaurant is $12.49, which I think is as affordable as you can get.
And children under five eat for $1.99.
I know. I mean, $1.99 for children under five, ages 6 to 12, $8.95. Seniors, $11.49. So I don't think you can get more affordable for that.
And it includes your beverage.
And includes your beverage.
That's right. So we're not going to charge you $2 for a beverage on top of that.
So you don't even say, all right, $12.49 for your food, then we're going to charge you $2.49 for tea.
Nope.
How about that, boys and girls?
Nope.
I think that answers the question.
It's all included.
It's expensive because it's very affordable.
Well, I think so. And we put out good product, too.
Right.
And absolutely. But, you know, we try to put out a good product, charge reasonable prices. You know, because that's, I mean, customers are looking for those kind of deals.
Right.
And so, anyway.
Well, you have to be careful about going too crazy.
Russ, don't get his cheesecake.
Oh, no. He's got his arm there. Oh,
I've got to talk for a minute, y'all. I mean, I can't. I'm from Waycross. I can't talk and eat at the same time. No, it's, yeah, I got. But, no, I think it's very affordable.
Thank you very much.
I think that answers the question because, I mean, okay, the seafood buffet, because of your seafood, a little more expensive.
Well, it's $18.95, but I mean,
still,
it probably could be a little more, but it's a drawing card.
Oh yeah,
and because I mean, we have menu service also that goes with it, and a lot of people don't want to spend that much money, but they get a fried shrimp dinner, they get individual seafood dinners, and a hidden secret right here at the restaurant. One of our hidden secret menu items are our grilled pork chops.
Yeah,
they I mean, our grilled pork chops is a hidden secret right here.
Really? They look good.
Yeah, we sell a lot of them. And the ones on the menu are 3/4 inch.
Really?
All right. Yeah, you get a senior portion or you get a regular. Senior's just one chop. Regular's two chops. And
but you know what's great, seriously, though, is the amount of variety that you have at this restaurant.
Yeah.
Because you could probably have a two-page menu and do pretty well. I mean, you could have your steaks and you could have – all right, we got some shrimp. We got a couple of, you've got the sandwiches like what we just had, and the house specials like the grilled pork chops. A lot of restaurants don't have that.
I mean, it's variety, and but I mean, it's kind of designed around what we do on our lunch buffet on a daily basis. I mean, we use all these items just consistently, and we just go through inventory, and it's just the way we operate.
Well, it's great food. We invite you to come in again. For Mother's Day this Sunday, 10:30 to 2:30, and again, very affordable, $12.49 for adults, $11.49 for seniors, 6 to 12 children, 6 to 12, $8.95, and $1.99 for children under the age of five and under. And he's going to have all the great food, including crispy fried chicken, barbecue pork and Brunswick stew, carved roast beef, turkey and dressing, cheesy macaroni and cheese, creamy cream style corn, Italian green beans, baby lima beans, creamed potatoes and gravy, fried okra as well here at the steakhouse. And we want you to go online also to what's the website? HawkinsvilleSteakhouse.com. HawkinsvilleSteakhouse.com. And you need to give them a call if you have any questions, right? They can call 892-3383. And again, where are we located? We're at Highway 341 Bypass, Buckin Road, 9 Buckin Road?
09.
09 Buckin Road here in Hawkinsville. And don't forget, if you have any party, any shindig, come here. And they've got banquet facilities available for any type of big event you have. And I said this last time, and I'm going to say it again. All right, we're in Hawkinsville. Our listening audience, obviously, Macon and Warner Robins, you guys are saying, well, what the hell is he doing in Hawkinsville? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm serious now. I grew up in Waycross, Georgia, and we love to go somewhere on Friday and Saturday nights to eat. Yes, I'm sure you have your restaurants right convenient to you, right around the corner from your house maybe, but I always thought it was fun And it may be just me and how I grew up, but we always love to drive to go somewhere on Friday and Saturday night. That's special. And I hope they'll do that. If they've never been to the steakhouse restaurant here, that people in Macon and Warner Robins will drive down, hours drive at most, and come and have some good food. I think they'll enjoy it.
Hey, and Bill, in closing, let's reach out to what you, comment you made earlier with me off the air. You were coming back from the coast, all right? You said you got around McRae, Helena, and you picked up 98.3 and could hear it from that far off from Hawkinsville.
Sure.
All right, same way up toward Macon, et cetera. Towards south from Vienna down to Ashburn. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to advertise down there. So, hey, I'm going to say this one more time. Tommy, this is out for you, buddy. If you are on the fence wanting to know, do you want to advertise with ESPN Radio with the Bill Shanks Show, I think you are leaning the right way. Hey, it pays off. They do a great job. So, if you're on the fence, call Johnny Crawford. Call Bill Shanks. They'll get you hooked up.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. All right. And you know what? On the weekends, Lewis is going to start pitching out of the Braves bullpen.
I don't know about that.
Well, if he can pitch half as good as he can cook, hey, we're in good shape.
He may be better than Luke Jackson on the opening night. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. Phone lines are now open. 478-646 ESPN, if you'd like to talk sports. We're here for the next 2.5 hours to talk with you. I'm going to eat my chocolate cheesecake during the break and finish my sandwich and be back and talk sports as we continue from the Steakhouse Restaurant in Hawkinsville right after this. Right, so good. You just got through the chocolate. What's it called?
Cheesecake.
Yeah. And now you just told him to go get you a dang of ice cream?
No, he asked me if I wanted one.
But you said, yeah.
Well, it's ice cream. There's always room for ice cream. It's just a little cold.
Okay.
Just it helps everything, you know, digest or whatever.
So that means you're finished.
For now, yeah.
Nah, I'm pretty
awful. I'm pretty full, man.
I am too.
This fried okra is
pretty good, huh?
Oh, man. You ought to try it.
No, it's okay. I believe you. I trust you.
All right.
I do. I trust you. I know you're going to be telling me the truth on it. Not worried about that.
It's really good.
All right. I know we're having fun with the food and everything, but we are talking sports. And if you want to call us up, you can. 478.
Thank you, Lewis.
646 ESPN. And you can give us your thoughts on the Bravos. Russ and I are kind of worried about the Bravos. I'm speaking for him because he's got ice cream.
Soft serve, too.
Tucking his beard.
So good. I'll wipe that out when I'm done.
Okay. But I think we're a little worried about the Braves. And again, we have a disclaimer that we know it's early. We know it's a few days shy of the quarter mark in the baseball season. So there's plenty of baseball left to go. There are still 120-some-odd games left, whatever, 125 games left is how many there are. So there's plenty of baseball to decide of how this season is going to be defined. You can't define a season after 37 games unless you're really, really bad. But it's the fact that they are struggling against really good teams, teams with really good records, I guess we should say. And you know, I just think we kind of need to see some things. And I think I said going into the season, I'm not going to be surprised if this is a year where the Braves don't go from 90 wins to 95, but they do take a little bit of a step back. And I'm not saying by any means they're going to have a losing season. I don't believe that. I think they've got too much talent for that. And I think there's still enough of a chance for some flux in the roster to where things could change. But that being said, they just weren't competitive with the Dodgers, and that scares me a little bit. Dodgers are a very good team. Sicker said that last night before and afterwards about how good they really are, and they got the best record in the league. They've got 6 straight division championships, 2 straight pennants, And so there's no doubt we're talking about the Braves going up against a team that is at a different level than they are right now. There's no doubt about that. But you just want to see something to make you feel like, okay, it's great they can beat Miami 3 games in a row, but how about against the Dodgers? And I don't know if we're going to see that right now. And when you have inconsistency in your starting rotation, I don't think you can see that at all. And that's a shame, because our expectations were higher going into this year after the 2018 season. So there's not a panic, because, look, I think we have so much. If I said right now, all right, it's May 9th, but I'm going to make a prediction, the Braves are not going to make the playoffs, I still think we're going to have enough fun baseball this year to where it's not going to be some horrible season. And I said before the year started that I really do believe that even if this team doesn't make the playoffs and doesn't win 90 games, we could possibly, it's not out of the question, that we could feel even better about them coming out of the year, even if they had made the playoffs and won more than 90 games, because of just the direction this team is going. And there's no doubt I still feel that. So while the games in Los Angeles worry me a little bit, I think it's more of it simply shows where they are and where they still have to go. And there's no problem with that. You know, that's okay. But they're just not in the Dodgers category yet. And I hope in a year or two. And you know what, Russ? It might take 2 more years. It's not an overnight thing to get to where the Dodgers are right now, because they are that good. And that didn't happen overnight either.
No, it didn't. And, you know, in particular, Kershaw and Ryu have been good for a long time. And, you know, you look at the Braves pitching staff right now, it's a young staff. Aside from Julio, you think back to last season. Obviously, Fulton Evans has some stuff he's dealing with, so he's not as good as he was a year ago. It's good to see Fried and Soroka kind of step up the way they have, but it's still, I mean, it's still very early in their career. So that's what you're kind of dealing with the rotation portion of it right now. And then, you know, offensively, while, you know, 7 runs in 3 games isn't anything to write home about, if you think about last year in the playoffs, the 2 games in L.A., they didn't even score a run. So maybe that was a good sign, but I think it was just kind of that sobering was the word I use, that this kind of slap in the face that tells you, you know, the Braves can still win the division. I think they can still go to the playoffs, but they're not a World Series contender. They're not on the level with the Dodgers yet. I think they're trending in that direction. You're right. It may take a year or two. And the good news is, when you can be competitive against the Los Angeles Dodgers, then you're talking about a World Series contender. That's what they're chasing. So that hasn't changed. It's just kind of that reality check again, if you will, that you know, they still have a little ways to go.
You know who has the best record in baseball right now? Which I don't. If I hadn't seen this on Twitter earlier today, while I knew they were having a good year, I didn't know they were having this good of a year to be able to say this. But the Minnesota Twins have the best record in baseball. And you think about where the Twins have gone. They have been up and down the last couple of years. They added some players this year. They got Joe Mauer kind of out of the way by his retirement. And the Minnesota Twins, who I guarantee you have not got a very high payroll, have the best record in baseball. And they may be having that type of special year. One thing that worried me a little bit after last year was, you know, last season was such a special year for the Braves. We were comparing it, and I think it's very, very appropriate, to kind of the 1991 season, where the Braves went from worst to first in 1991. Last year, they had that kind of season where it was like they came out of nowhere, they surprised everybody, they won the division, wow, look at them, here they go. And obviously, they didn't have the same success in the postseason the Braves did in 1991, but it was still that kind of special year. And I don't know if you can recapture that immediately. I don't know if that's something that always carries over. And I think the Twins are kind of an example of that. They had a good year a couple of years ago, then they fell back, and now look at them coming back to have another good year. Sometimes it's tough to have that chemistry, and especially when the roster is in flux. Look, last year, Mike Soroka started, what, 4 games for Atlanta? Max Fitz started probably 4 or 5, the same amount. Now we can say if those two are healthy, they're going to be in the rotation for the rest of the season. They weren't last year. Braves had to get by with Anibal Sanchez. Of course, Newcomb was in there. He's not right now. So, I don't want my skepticism or negativity or whatever you want to label it to be that bad of a thought process. I just, I think we saw the last 3 nights, again, where the Braves are. And that's not necessarily a bad place. It's just reality right now.
Right. And Soroka didn't pitch in the series. I'm going to say that positively. That could have made a difference. Max was not sharp before he got knocked out of the game, so it was his worst performance. I mean, the guy gave up 4 earned runs in an inning, and he still has an ERA under 3. That should tell you how good he's been. So, and the rotation for this Braves team just hasn't settled in yet. We still don't know what it's going to be. You know, last year we felt like Folty had turned the corner and kind of established himself as the one. And this year I thought, this would be Newcomb's year to kind of do what Folty did last year and settle in as the number two guy, and that hasn't happened at all. And, in fact, I think if you polled most Braves fans right now and asked them who the best two pitchers in the rotation would be, they'd say Soroka and Fried.
No doubt. No doubt about it. We're at the Steakhouse Restaurant here in Hawkinsville, where, don't forget, the Super Mother's Day Feast will be going on from 10:30 until 2. We invite you also tonight for the buffet that started just a few moments ago, and the seafood buffet again on Friday. Our number is area code 478-646-3776, ESPN, 478-646-ESPN, also at Phil Shanks on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to us here on this Thursday edition of the Bill Shanks Show.